Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering Bundesliga games for the 11th to the 13th of April 2025. And you can see the details for all the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast in the links in the description, and they take you to footballpredictions.net, and there you'll also find fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games and local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as match odds for bookmakers. Look in the description of this podcast episode for direct clickable to all of the matches we are about to discuss. If you're streaming any matches, 6-5, location and live stream supply, 18 plus, gambler aware.
Let's get cracking with Wolfsburg, who are 12th in the table, taking on RB Leipzig, who are up in 5th. It's on Friday, the 11th of April. It's at 7:30 p.m. UK time. Check the link in the description of this podcast, and it'll take you to footballpredictions.net's page for this game, where you'll be able to find your local kickoff time, odds, and available viewing options. It's in the UK here. It's going to be on Sky Sports Plus, this one. But actually, if you want to watch it on Bet365 to qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account, anything, or to have placed a bet in the 24 hours. Well, Moose, not a lot to cheer about from Wolfsburg's last results. How do you see this one going?
Not from a Wolfsburg perspective, but from a footballpredictions.net visitor perspective, there was, because we predict the correct of the last Wolfsburg game. Did Union Berlin won that game 1-0. We had it down as a 1-0 lead. Boom. But yeah, Wolfsburg in general is now all ended in 1-0. So low scorings for Wolfsburg. It does mean down the pool quite a bit too. And now probably too far off the European spots. There are only 6 games left in the Bundesliga, and points up to Mönchengladbach and take, but there are a lot of Wolfsburg and Mönchengladbach, and that's probably a bit doubtful. They did have a good spell up until when they had 3 defeats on being 7 results away from home. And talking about home and away, Wolfsburg, they've only won 3 home games. So when we're looking at their home form, we've seen matches so far, and they recorded only 1 win this year at home, just 1 win in 6 for Wolfsburg. The most recent 1-0 to Heidenheim. Not a great result, because Heidenheim below them in the struggling at bottom, so that certainly was not a good result. So yeah, Wolfsburg definitely a bad patch here going into this game against the Leipzig, who won their last game. And once again, on for we had the outcome and the score correct in this one. We had 2-1, it ended 3-1 Leipzig. So nearly a correct score, another question here, but Leipzig back on track. They're now up in 5th, 1 point off the spots, the Champions League spots, 3 points off Frankfurt, 3rd. So they definitely have a nice run in of games, but also a few ones coming up at Frankfurt, at home to Bayern Munich. But yeah, the job starts again at Wolfsburg weekend. Now, away from home, it has been a bit of an issue for Leipzig. No wins here so far, no 7, 1 win 10. And that once at Holstein, we know, sitting off the Bundesliga. So yeah, not great away from home. We did also reflect that in the latest away game. That was the DFB Pokal, because we got knocked out by Stuttgart away from we had a fairly large defeat for Leipzig in that one. We lost 1. We had Stuttgart 2 and over 2.5. But yeah, so overall, we're looking at teams here that are not Wolfsburg, not great at home. Leipzig, not great away at the moment, but 8 points. It can only really go one way, can it?
Well, you'd think so, wouldn't you? Well, let's head first to our prediction, our tip for this game, which is, and this is where we try and find the best value in what we think will happen. Both teams to score is what we think for this one. You can get odds of 1.57 at this very moment. I'm looking on our site for this, which shows you the comparison of all the bookies. Yes, and that's Bet365, who are just appearing top of that list. But yeah, it's actually something we think it's going to be on as even, a draw. We've gone for a draw. Odds there, obviously the draw you get, always get very good odds. 3.6 is what you can get at this current time. Now, but we think it'll be a high scorer. So we've gone for something which we don't often go for, which is 2-2. It's an unusual score, but that's what we've chosen. And the odds there are very good at 12. That's 11-1 in fraction. Just to take you through the other odds as well. There's not much in it. Wolfsburg can be had for 2.7. Like I said, a draw, 3.6. Leipzig at 2.45. So yeah, as you kind of rightly said, it's going to be tough, but we think that Wolfsburg will stop the rot with their losses anyway and maybe grab a point off Leipzig. Next up, we've got Bayer Leverkusen in second, who take on Union Berlin down in 13th. It kicks off on Saturday, the 12th of April. It's at 2:30 in the afternoon, UK time. Click on the link in the description of this podcast, and you'll be able to find this game, a link to it, and then you'll be able to see your local kickoff time, odds, and available viewing options. This one you can stream live on Bet365, and to qualify for that, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And when you join, use the bonus code FP365. Now, Moose, we had a good result for, Bayer Leverkusen had a good result in their last game, but as did Union Berlin.
Yeah, we just covered you. They had that against Wolf. We had the Kurks at 1-0 in that game. Maybe we'll stick a little to the away team, because actually very good form at the moment. They won from the last four, including a home draw as well as the Bayern Munich. So unbeaten results, some very good ones there. They beat Freiburg as well. Frankfurt away from home. Frankfurt's third. Freiburg in 7th, and then of course last week that 1-0 to Wolves. Union for the moment is looking like a and different side, of course very strong, and weekend through that away to Heiden, he got back on track after that cup upset at Bielefeld. That was a big surprise, knocked out to a Bielefeld Pokal to Heiden 1-0. They now have 5 with 6 in the Bundesliga. You have that moment, but nevertheless they're back on track. We did predict the outcome of the Heidenheim, but we only had them down for a narrow earn in that game. So, yeah, nevertheless, in 1-0. Now, the most in home game in the Bundesliga, we had the correct score, 1. We also been away at Stuttgart, the outcome in that one. So, overall, a solid late. But, yeah, going to think that Union Berlin keep up their little improved trend in form.
Yeah, they have had an uptick, haven't they? I mean, they haven't lost the 22nd of February. Berlin. So it is looking good for them. But by the same token, in the Bundesliga anyway, Leverkusen haven't lost since in the Bundesliga since the 8th of March themselves. So yeah. Yeah. And also, of course, being at home for Leverkusen, they should get the job done. You'd think, wouldn't you? Yeah. But interestingly, we've gone for something a bit different for this game for our tip. It's under 2.5 goals and very good odds there, actually. 2.3. Something to have a think about. But yeah, we have gone for the Leverkusen win. They're odds on to the point where it's not quite unbackable, but they're 1.33. So you don't get a lot in return for a Leverkusen win. We have gone for a correct score of 2-0. And your odds there at the moment on Bet365 are 7-1 in fractional. Just so you know, Union Berlin are coming in at 9.5 for a win in this one. So very not fancied by the bookies. And a draw, you can get odds at for 5. Yeah, so that's what we think is going to happen in this one. Nil to the home side. Next up, we've got 18 and Hoffenheim, who are in 14th, taking on Mainz, who are in 4th. And it's on Saturday, the 12th of April, 2:30 in UK time. This one you can stream as well on Bet365 to qualify for that. All you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Use that joining the bonus code when you join of FP365. And of course, as always, if you look in the description of this podcast, you'll find a link to this match where you can find out all the odds and everything else tailored to your location. Now, Leipzig in the last game were the victors over Hoffenheim. We did predict it, didn't we?
We did. We said Hoffenheim would go down to a 2-1 to 3-1 Leipzig outcome, and Wolfsburg both score as our option. And actually, if we look at some of our previous Hoffenheim wins, to that Hoffenheim home game, we had under 2.5 goals against Augsburg, 1-1. We had them just at some under 2.5 goals again in the home game against Heidenheim, another 1-1 game. And just in case our thinking, oh, you just predict under 2.5 goals in the Hoffenheim home game. No, we don't, because at the Stuttgart game, we had both teams to score and it ended 1-1. So yeah, there's a bit of a trend here for Hoffenheim as well, you may have heard, because the last 3 home matches have all ended 1-1 draws. And going into Mainz game, look close one. Mainz actually weren't reformed. Coming up to their game against Freiburg. Of course, Freiburg is also doing well in the Liga, but it didn't. Mainz went to Dortmund, lost 3-1. And then you'd think, okay, turn it around again. Oh, get back on the track against Holstein Kiel. But it ended a 1-1 draw. They were down 1-0 at halftime and really managed one goal back quite late on in the second half. And didn't quite manage. But yeah, the 1-0 draw now means that Mainz have not won 3 matches. They've dropped to 4th in the Bundesliga. I mean, it would be quite a surprise if Mainz managed the Champions League spots. And imagine what that would do to them to qualify for. But it does seem that maybe the pressure is getting to them a little bit in terms of they have found themselves in there's only six games left and the shout of the top four here. And it kind of starts at Hoffenheim. I mean, Hoffenheim, they are 5 points from the relegation now, but their form is not looking great. Hoffenheim are now without a win in the last four matches. And over the last six, they have one with Bochum, bottom of the Bundesliga. Hoffenheim probably got something from that one. And Leipzig as well, at home. The last three home matches, they won one. But actually, the last time Hoffenheim won at home was on the 23rd of November. Leipzig. So yeah, no wins in the last eight. No win this year at home. It's not been a great watch for the Hoffenheim home fans. And going game against Mainz, I'm unsure what they are going to think about it. But yeah, no wins in four for Hoffenheim. No wins at home since the 20th.
Yeah. So Hoffenheim haven't won at home in their last eight matches in the league. So it's very, very disappointing. And they haven't beaten Mainz in the last four matches in the league as well. Where we're going with this one is it could be a very even game, we think. But we've gone for both teams to score as our tip. And the odds there are 1.57. But we can't really separate them. We've gone for a draw. The good thing about draws when they come off, of course, is you get very good odds compared to the win draw win the win market. So you've got odds of 3.5 at the moment for a draw for this game. So it might be worth having a look at. 1-1 is what we've predicted, and the odds for that correct score are 6.5. So it's not fantastic, is it, to get to 6.5 odds? So maybe the draw itself is better because you can get the 0-0 or the 2-2 as well, or something like that. Odds overall, though, if you want Hoffenheim, 2.75. If you want Mainz, 2.5. Nothing really in it. So the draw does look maybe like potentially this bit, but it could go either or any way in this one. But let's move on, shall we, to Borussia Mönchengladbach, who are sixth, taking on Freiburg, who are seventh. Be a cracker. It's on Saturday, the 12th of April, 2:30 p.m. UK time. Go to the description of this podcast. You'll see a link to this match, and then you can find your local kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and all the streaming services. You can stream this one on Bet365, like all of the Bundesliga matches. To qualify, all you need is funds in your account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Sign up with the bonus code FP365. We got a good couple of results, didn't we, in the last two predictions for these?
Yes, we did. We predicted the draw in the Gladbach game. Gladbach went away to St. Pauli. We had a draw in that game, 1-1. And as for Freiburg on a bit of a bad run of form at the moment. We had them get beaten by Dortmund at home. They lost that 4-1. The outcome there. And then we had the outcome of the Pauli Gladbach game as well. But yeah, overall, when we compare these, and Gladbach is the better team at the moment. They are the more in team. Because we take Freiburg them first. They had that great 5-0 win against Werder Bremen, the game that we actually predicted the outcome correct in that one. And we then predicted the next two games of Freiburg at Ausm to Leipzig. Draws. Yeah, you heard it right. Two draws had the outcomes there. But yeah, overall, Freiburg, no win, 5 now. 3 points from the last five matches. It does mean seventh, and Borussia Gladbach has gone above them. Our key spots, because the sixth spot in places in the Bundesliga. So this is a key game. It's a real 6-pointer, actually, in terms of how Borussia Gladbach could find them in, but also Freiburg, a great opportunity themselves back in spots in a win. Now, Borussia Gladbach, the only slight disadvantage is that at home, they've not been that great of late. They did manage to beat Leipzig in the last home game. They beat them 1-0. That's a great result. But prior to that, they lost 3-1 at home to Mainz, 3-0 at home to Berg, and then they had a 1-0 against Frankfurt, which of course is a result. Overall, Mönchengladbach at home from their last six. That's their 6-0-5. If we look at Freiburg, they actually not lost in their last four matches. But if you look at their games, they don't count off a lot of goals. They did have a draw at Mainz, but then it was a 0-0 at Augsburg, 1-0 at St. Pauli and Bochum. Sort of more bigger. Overall, Freiburg has only managed four wins away from, and they've taken some heavy when it comes to sort of higher up. They lost 5-1 at 4-1 at Frankfurt, 4-0 at Dortmund, 3-1 at Leipzig. 4-0 Stuttgart. So I think Freiburg really has a thing here. Like, if you look at where Borussia Mönchengladbach is in the table, you've got Leipzig above them, Freiburg, Dortmund, Stuttgart just below them. These are some of the heavy they've suffered. So, going into this game, let's see. But yeah, we think maybe there's a bit of an...
Well, like you said, Moose, it's going to be a tight one, we think, because they're so close in the table. It's a proper 6-pointer, like you also mentioned.
Yeah.
And in those kind of games, you often get cautious play, don't you? And we think it might just be a one goal to decide this one for under 2.5 goals. You can get fairly good odds for that. 2.2 is what the current markets are showing me. Check our website, of course, in the description when you're listening to this, because see what it was at or is at the time that you're reading it, but because they do change, fluctuate a bit. But yeah, we've gone for Gladbach to win. You get not quite as good odds for that, actually. 2.15 is what I can see now. And like I mentioned, 1-0 is what we're going for, just the slightest of advantages to the home side. And the current odds you can get for that are 10, 9-1 for a 1-0 win. Not too bad. Just looking at the other odds, Gladbach, 2.15, like I said, a draw 3.6, and Freiburg to win 3.25. So it's going to be a difficult one to bet on, but that's why we've kind of gone for the under 2.5 goals, thinking it might be something which is a bit of a cagey game. Anyway, let's go to our summary games now. We've got Bochum, who are 17th, taking on Augsburg in 11th. That kicks on Saturday, the 12th of April, 2:30 p.m. UK time. And you can stream this one again on Bet365 to qualify for that, or you use funds in your account, or to have placed a bet in the last 24 hours with them. Use the bonus code FP365 when you sign up. And we've gone for a home win in this one, but we've gone for both teams to score as our tip. And with the correct score prediction of Bochum 2, Augsburg 1.
Yeah, moving on to another key game at the bottom of the league. Holstein in 18th takes on St. Pauli. This game kicks off Saturday, 12th of April, also 1:30 kickoff. Go to footballpuddings.net. You'll find local kickoff tantra. This game you can watch on Bet65 in order to qualify. All you need a funded account or 24 hours 65. This game we are going with an under 2.5 goal and away win for St. Pauli. Score of Holstein 0, St. Pauli 1.
Next up, a fixture I've always enjoyed watching. Bayern Munich, who are top, taking on Borussia Dortmund, who are 8th. It's on Saturday, the 12th of April, 5:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. This one's on Sky Sports Football here in the UK. Check our site, you'll see where it is localised to you as well. But you can also stream it if you don't want to pay for a subscription on Bet365. To qualify for that, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Use the bonus code FP365 when you... Yeah, should be a cracker. And we think both teams will score on this one. And that's what we've gone for as a prediction, the tip, I should say. We think that the correct score for this one is going to be Bayern Munich 2, Borussia Dortmund 1.
Yeah, moving on till Sunday, 13th, 2:30. We've got Stuttgart in 9th against Werder Bremen. 10th, can watch live on Bet365 and qualify for the count or play 24 hours with that bonus 5 in. Now for them, we are also going with another both teams. We are going to go with a home win, quite a big one, with 3-1 Stuttgart win.
Yes, and finally, Eintracht Frankfurt, who are in action tonight against Tottenham, aren't they? Who are in 3rd in the table in Bundesliga. Take on Heidenheim, who are 16th. It's on Sunday, the 13th of April, 4:30 p.m. UK time kickoff. And for this one, we have gone for another both teams to score. We think it'll be a high-scoring game. And we've gone for a home win. And we think it'll be Eintracht Frankfurt 3, Heidenheim 1. And of course, just a reminder, this one is also streamable on Bet365. Make use of that bonus code FP365 when registering, if you're not with them already. To qualify, all you need is a funded account or to have placed a bet with them in the last 24 hours. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. Full details are available on the Bet365 website. 18+, gamble aware.
And in the description section of this podcast, you can go to fictions.net. That's where you can browse the online places to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels. I'll put different betting markets to best offers and odds.
Yes, please know that we record podcasts for a number of football competitions in addition to the Bundesliga, and you can hear them at podcast.fortunes.net or where you normally access your favourite podcasts from, like Apple, YouTube and Spotify. Well, that is all. Thank you for joining us. And until the next time, it is...
Tschüss.
Auf Wiedersehen.